join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
This is Michelle Nichols, live long and prosper. Dawn Reiss, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
That's Hoobie Valley, Hoobie Hollywood.
It is Hollywood. It's Saturday. Your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. And Miss Florida Diva, Yvonne Madison. All right, ladies, lights, camera, action. You're on.
Thank you so much. It's such a great Saturday, Yvonne, and we've got some great guests calling in, and I hope they're just not going to enjoy their day and say, oh, I forgot to call in. But HollywoodConnections.biz, we're here to help you get connected in show business and helping your career and helping you get to the right people. So, Yvonne, we have so many film directors, producers, agents, casting directors. On the top of the hour, we have LaTanya Potts calling in, major casting director from, she's worked with Samuel Jackson and so many other celebrities, and we're going to talk about her casting and what she's doing. And then also we have a model that's in the house. We're going to go to her pretty soon, and she wants to get into show business and ask us some questions that she's going to be writing down as well. And in the meantime, Yvonne, how are you today?
I'm busy.
I know.
I have company from out of town. My cousin, her birthday was yesterday. She was 88 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have company from out of town that came in to celebrate her birthday.
That's super cool.
Yes.
And here you are on your Saturday. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. It's kind of difficult for me to come Saturday. I'm not used to it yet.
I know. It's a new time. But you know what, Yvonne? You're going to be starting a show every other time I travel with my company.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do a special under Hollywood Connections. And
yes,
I'll call in and tell you where I'm at.
Okay.
And I know King James brought his drums today. And well, let's kick off with some drum music, with some drive time today. If they're driving to the beach and they're enjoying the sunset, King James, you're live on the air.
I'm
106.1 FM.
Can they hear me?
You can hear you.
This is not on.
Yes. Okay. We're going to get that going.
Okay.
And so what are you going to play for us today?
Well, usually Yvonne has a poem or something.
All right. And,
yes,
and so
she,
what
she
is...
She reads, but she didn't bring hers today, and I didn't bring my poem book. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just I want to bring some old Calypso back, you know.
Okay.
Usually when I go back to, when I do shows or anything in the nursing homes, then I always ended with like Harry Belafonte's, you know, Deo.
Okay.
And it's like a call and a response, and everybody knows that tune. And they answer back. So if I say Deo,
Deo,
me say Deo,
me say Deo,
daylight come and me wanna go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Daylight come and me wanna.
Come and we want.
Yes, man.
I want to go home.
Who don't want to go to the islands, to Jamaica?
Jamaica.
Beautiful Caribbean island or anywhere like that.
So King James actually has a drum circle that he does. And we are. Let's talk about your drum circle. Where are you performing?
Okay, the next one I got coming up, they called me at in Safety Harbor. I had a circle over there for 6 years, but I've been affiliated with a lot of the businesses over there and all the festivals. So September the 15th is the Renaissance Festival.
Right.
And it'll be right downtown on Main Street, right in the gazebo where I had my drum circle. There'll be vendors there, so everybody's free to contact. In charge over there is Renaissance Realty. The lady over there will be glad to talk to you about vending. And we're going to be closing it out. They always save me for last to do the drumming at the end.
Because you're the best.
To close it down, yeah.
So and what day is that again?
That's on... what is the 15th? I think that's
Friday.
On is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, the weekend.
Okay.
So it's really nice. It's right in Wilson Park, there, downtown Safety Harbor, and it's going on all the way from 10 till I think about 5.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So mark your calendars, just September the 15th.
That's going to be fun.
King, you did some drumming with children this year. This summer.
Oh, yeah. I do summer camps for the city of Clearwater every year. I do that. And I love the kids. They got so much energy.
Yes.
And I just soak it in. You know, it's hard to be depressed or down around children.
And around drumming.
Yes, and around drumming, too. It's all uplifting. It's all good energy.
Beautiful.
I mean, after all, it makes you dance.
That's right. Well, Peter, I know we're checking our phone lines. How are we doing today?
We're dead right now, but that's the calm before the storm, if you will.
I know. So I have some great, great people calling in today.
Sounds great on Facebook Live, by the way. We can
Thank
hear you.
It's
very clear. Sounds really good. It's coming right out of that radio amplifier. So sounds really, really clear. Not Facebook sound, which, you know, we've been going off of now. We kind of upgraded a little bit. So it sounds
good.
Really
nice. Oh, my
gosh.
Yes. Yeah. Facebook Live. And, you know, people would say to me, Dawn, I can't hear the call-ins. I can't hear the guests.
Right.
Know? So this is another great
Another step in the right direction.
We want to thank Mark with Spectrum Radio as well.
We actually want to thank Ed.
Big Ed
from the radio studio, because he had this idea to get this wire for us to really, you know, kind of increase the sound and make it sound radio quality, because, you know, Facebook Live is nice, but you can always build off of that, and that's what that wire does. So
that's super cool. And, you know, it's really great, Yvonne, when we have the casting director that calls, you know, in, and anybody on Facebook that wants to call in at 727-441-3000. We are live on four stations right now. At 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, and the 3 AMs live video feed. And then we go to the 7 o'clock power hour as well. So you want to talk to a casting director, you're more than welcome, but we have to have her call in first, and then I'll give you the cue on Facebook. And so in the meantime, Peter, I may need some help back here on something. Can we go to some tropical, fun Bob Marley music for a minute?
How about we go with your Love and Affection, your favorite song?
Let's go. Love and Affection. We got to get Yvonne's favorite song as well.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Can you come here?
Seafire and gold, I have not to give to you. Material things, I have not to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. My love and affection. Yeah. It's been a long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Love and I, love and I, love and I, love and I. Oh yeah, what love got to give, let it get to give, yeah. Look. recommend your life. All you got to do, baby, try and go over again. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Give me love, affection. Come on, give me love and affection. There will be no confusion, no temptation, segregation, but there'll be solution. All I got for you, all I got for you. All I have for you, all I got for you. Love and affection. All I got for you, all I have for you. All I got for you, all I got for you, baby. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection. Love and affection.
And we're back, Hollywood Connections, and a little bit slower hour today, you know, Yvonne. If you like it, just a little bit more pace, you know, peaceful, and it's, you know, we're going to get busy.
Okay.
We're going to get busy. So people want to know about show business. Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. Check out my website. There's a lot of information on there. And HollywoodConnections.biz is really informational to help you with what we do. And then also, Yvonne, you know, we have a couple people with products. And I'm trying to work with some more people that if you want to get your product into maybe 5,000 Walmarts, they're flying in next week to meet us.
Are they going to be on the show?
They're going to try. They're going to be working on that. We're going to see how that works. And but that's really super cool. So if you've got a product out there, you want to get it on my show, me and Yvonne have to try it out. I brought you something else from last week as well.
Where's my pillow?
I'm still working on it. Dawn from MyPillow.com.
I can't even go to sleep.
Well, we got to get her MyPillow.com, put in promo code BEACH. That helps us as well. And that is coming, but I do have a present from you from last week from a product that I want you to try and see how you like it as well. In the meantime, King James, I'm going to swing the mic over to this beautiful lady over here and borrow your headsets because we're live on Facebook. We have a different kind of feed now. And we're going to have her introduce herself with the microphone. We're actually sharing mics today. And you're going to swing it around, grab that mic there, and introduce yourself. What is your name?
My name is Layla Heirich.
Nice to meet you. And tell us what you're doing here. Ray sent you over.
Yes.
Speak in the mic.
He sent me over to try and get me to talk to you about getting an agent or try to get into the modeling industry.
Now tell me, this is why we have the show, Yvonne, for ladies like her that want to know. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm pretty new to the industry. I don't really have much acting experience. I didn't really do that in high school. I was very athletic, though. I did play a lot of sports. I am Bosnian, so I came here when I was about 2 years old. And it's kind of just...
You want to be a model?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old are you?
I'm 20.
Okay. So what have you done to, you have any headshots or anything like that?
I do have two sets of headshots with a photographer that I worked with. I also have some full body shots. I'm working on a portfolio with some photographers up in New York that I haven't quite met yet. They have some stuff going on. So once they're free, I'm going to be flying up there to go see them.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'10".
Well, you know, we have one of the film directors that has been on my show, our show as well, and Andrew Hiller. He has a movie called AgiftOfTheHeart.com. And he also has Austin St. John, original Power Ranger, John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
And he's putting together a jam session for actors. It's only $150. It'll be in a couple weeks. King James found the perfect spot. And we're going to have it over at a place here in Clearwater. And it is so super cool. I mean, that's something that if you want to get into acting, you get the handbook, you get the knowledge, you get so much information that it's only a two-day workshop. And I highly recommend it if you don't have anything on your resume for training. That's number one. Now, she's older than the Barbizon models, of course, because of Barbizon. You know, I work for the corporate office.
I know. How old are they?
8 to 18 or 19, mm-hmm. 19 years old. So, you know, we search in all the cities, but when it comes down to your age, I would definitely highly get in touch with Andrew Heller. So that's one connection that I'm going to give you today, mm-hmm. as well as many others. Now, Yvonne, I have some exciting news.
What's
Remember
that?
The twins that were here?
Yes.
Okay, so I sent them over to RJ's casting, and he was doing a lotto commercial. I don't know if they got it yet, but he was looking for twins over 25. So
are they 25?
They're over 20. It's over 25.
Oh, I didn't know they were that old.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, they're not. Yeah. They look great. And they look like.
They look young. Yeah. Twins.
Yes. Like Timmy and Tamara.
Yes.
I know. So I got. Here's an example. I'm going to tell everybody in Facebook Live. Here's what happened. So she found an ad on Facebook. I mean, actually on Facebook as well as Craigslist. And they came to an audition that I was having. And they were so adorable. And I said, listen, follow my lead. Watch what I do. I said, get over to Sunscreen Film Festival and sign up to be a volunteer. And mm-hmm. they did. I was on the red carpet. I saw them. I was so impressed with them. Then I told them to go to the International Christian Film Festival, and they did.
Beautiful.
And they got to walk the carpet, Yvonne, mm-hmm. which we needed you there next time you're coming,
okay.
for sure. We're going to stay overnight that weekend, for sure. And okay. then they networked with all these film directors and producers, and I gave them, oh, we had Keith from another agency here. And he signed them up. He was one of our VIP guests. And they even got signed with Famous Faces. And that's another SEG agency. So before I send you over to any other top agent, I have to have a good resume. You have to have something like power on your resume for acting. And I'm going to get you Andrew's number. And that would be somebody, because the agency that we work with, Yvonne, they want people that have the training, that are strong, that can go out. You know, there's movies coming up. Do you know Matthew McConaughey has a new movie in Miami coming up, and mm. he's playing a beach bum?
Yeah.
I know. So there's like so many films in Miami and things yes. that are happening and here as well. So that would be number one. Number two is if you ever wanted to be a reporter for me. And that might be a second list. I need help because all my reporters, Yvonne, are all so super busy. And I think Jade is going to be calling in from Hollywood, California. Is Jade on the phone yet?
Okay. No, she's not.
She'll be calling in a few minutes. But mm-hmm. Jade is Mr. Howard Sweeney's daughter. And the lady that opened so many doors, Yvonne, was the late Miss Vonnie Sweeney from the pre-Grammy events. And this is her grandchild that opened the doors for me to write for the late James Brown for all his Truth magazines and all the things that I went to in media and learned everything. So I'm going to try to make her a Hollywood reporter. And that thing is where I help train you to get you on the red carpet so you can get the audio and the video for us. And if you're listening live Facebook, I need reporters. If you'd like to audition, there's a video that you send out and you will get real media IDs. You'll get my training and everything. And that helps as well because I'm putting you in front of people that can actually open the door of opportunity for your career. You know, and so I'm working, Yvonne, so many more celebrities and so many more movies and producers. I'm writing and saying, hey, I need you on my show. You've got some amazing credits and major TV shows behind you from Hollywood, California. So that's kind of what I'm doing as well. So we're going to test your skills right now. I'm going to put you on the spot. And I want you to say reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Reporting from Hollywood Connections.
Okay, so take two. Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
All right, Peter, go ahead.
3, 2, 1, action.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections.
Right. Say, okay, I want you to do that. Now you're going to say reporting for Hollywood Connections, your name, and then ask any of us a question about show business or anything that comes to mind. Let's see what you can do off the cuff. Okay. All right. All right. All right, Peter, we're ready. Another action. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1, action.
Reporting for Hollywood Connections. I am Layla Heirich, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
When did you start this radio show?
That's a good question. I was way back before...
This radio show?
Yes, when I first met Lola's husband.
Oh.
Remember when Benny had his office?
Yes, that was quite a while ago.
I know. So then we had it for about a year with Dr. Dan when he
yes.
was here.
Mm-hmm.
And Benny Luck was our producer. He still is. Mm-hmm. And so we came up with an idea, and Lola's husband is so cute. I'll put it on my Facebook and my, you know, my feed later. But it's an interview I did with her husband, Dave. And he was talking about he didn't have a really good Hollywood show. And it was very special to my heart to interview him. And he's passed on now.
Yes.
But, you know, so it really came up with the idea to help people get connected. I've seen so many people telling me stories after stories that, you know, oh my God, I paid so much money. I've done this and there's no connection. And I try to bring the right people to you. Like at the 7 o'clock hour, you get to interview, which is another test for you, a top casting director from TV and film. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can ask them questions, you know, what does it take and whatever. So that's how I started. And now we've been on the air almost, what, 3 years, Yvonne?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 years, this particular episode.
Yes.
But then you had 1 year before with Mr. Dan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then I was with another station, WPBR Radio in West Palm Beach, which was, you know, four nights a week. And we'd like to do that soon, Yvonne.
In fact, we have an anniversary.
I know we
it
do.
It was August the 22nd.
I know, Peter. Mm-hmm. We have to play that song, Celebrate, tonight.
Yeah, we had a...
Because I have a special guest calling in pretty soon on that one. Let's go to that song, because we do have an anniversary.
Yes, 2 years, August 22nd.
That's right. We've been
also on Benny Luck's birthday.
That's right. I called him, and I had some good news about him the other day. He's moving over this way.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, we're going to be right back because we hopefully that Sir Earl Toon will be calling in soon from Cool and the Gang. He wrote this song. We'll see. We'll be back. I don't know who's going to be on the phone.
Hey-ho!
our Facebook Live fans are watching because you can hear everything, and that's super cool.
Yes.
Yes, and Peter Blake, we want to thank Big Ed. We want to thank Mark for setting this up. You are such a blessing to the station. And we have Mama Ali on the phone, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife, but she's so gorgeous. She even drove all the way over here. Remember, Yvonne?
Yes.
I know. We have a special...
Hey, Yvonne. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. We need to get in touch with each other. How you feeling?
I feel fine. It just came. My, Mark Hathaway and I just left the Grand Indy Wise Convention Film Festival. We was a host meeting and greeting everybody with Lou Guzman and his son's film out there. We just left. It looks great. Everything is fine. I'm just happy to be here.
Well, you know, did one of our reporters, Vic, show up with Paul Murray? I sent over to Gerald's event. Do you know if he showed up?
Yeah. They were all there. Everybody was there looking beautiful as normal.
Oh, you know what? Actually, yes, Mama Ali last year is so funny because she called me up and we're talking and I was supposed to go to this amazing event today, mm-hmm. but our show. And so last year she went and then she ended up doing some interviews for me with the owner of the Indy, which is Gerald Knowles, which is a fabulous interview. We love it. And now she came back to host the event and it was over this weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
So
that's
good.
It was
wonderful. It was great. It was an honor to be there. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mama
and
Ali.
The films were...
I know, yes. The films are excellent, and then there's a yacht party, and there's so many fun things, and we wish we were down in South Florida. But I have a special surprise for you. Before I do, give everyone your website.
Oh, yeah. Mama Ali, MammaAliAli.com.
Oh, that's good.
Super cool. So Ron here.
MammaAliAli.com, yeah.
Well, here's our surprise. Ron, that has been a sportscaster, newscaster, and everything in TV and film, and on the Travel Channel. Ron, welcome to our show.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I was a TV sportscaster from 1969 to 1984. And the first TV job I had was in Plattsburgh, New York in 1969. And... we were up there, and we got a tip that Muhammad Ali was down at a kids' camp. I think it was Saranac Lake or Lake Placid, New York, not too far away, maybe 30 miles away. Well, you know, we hopped on that. So, you know, at the time, I was like 24 years old or something like that. And so we headed down there. And talk about luck or fate. We just started to go in a vehicle like a limousine started to go out, and the license plate number said ALI.
Nice. And by the way, once you're a sports broadcaster, in my eyes, you're a sports broadcaster for life. You could still get it done. I'm saying, man.
Yes. Shoots in the corner and scores.
That voice is awesome. Mama Ali, I got to jump in here because I'm the sports guy along with Ron here. But tonight's fight, that's been the big story here. What are we thinking? Mayweather, McGregor, does McGregor have a chance? And if he doesn't, when does Mayweather knock him out if he knocks him out at all? How long does this fight go?
No, it goes at 7 o'clock.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be really loyal and honest and straightforward. I'm not thrilled about any fighter in the world but Muhammad Ali. And I don't go to nobody's fights, not unless it's Muhammad Ali. And not unless it's a friend or something like that. And McGregor, I've heard of Mayweather, and I don't like him. Because he's not respectful to Ali.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
he can never shine Muhammad Ali's boots.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that right now. He ain't a fighter. He's a procrastinator. He's a run from one ring, part of the ring to the next, and to the bell ring. And if I had been ahead any sense, I'd jump in the ring in my 6 to 7 year old self and whoop his butt.
Yeah! That's what I wanted to hear. Exactly. Because, look, the history behind this is Mayweather has said he's the greatest of all time. Ooh. And that's completely disrespectful because everybody knows in the boxing game.
I need to come out of his grave and give him a South Carolina booger whooping. That's what he needs.
And he didn't even have Muhammad Ali, I think, in the top five of fighters all time. He was giving.
He's
ridiculous.
He's a man can't touch his boots. Come on.
Exactly.
You know what? To be honest with you, I would rather get in the right. No. We're going to get off of this.
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave this alone.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would rather McGregor win, guess the make Mayweather get a little humble. He need to get a little humble.
Thank you.
A little arrogant. Yeah. And make him wish McGregor would win.
Peter, you just started something.
That's radio gold right there. I love that because I knew that emotion was going to come out.
Yes, you did.
And I had the same emotion because Muhammad Ali is the greatest fighter of all time, bar none. And for some guy to get out there because he's undefeated and he's fought some watered-down fighters down in this generation, are you serious? You couldn't even go in the ring with Muhammad Ali and go toe-to-toe. Can't shine his boots. Exactly.
He can't shine his boots.
Robodope or whatever.
That's right. And the fact is, there's only one thing. He's making more money than Muhammad Ali has made because of the new time and the new era.
Yes.
And if Muhammad Ali right now was making, what did they say, he made $11 million the last fight?
Mm-hmm.
If Muhammad Ali was making a movie and was making a fight right now at this time, he would be making $100 million other than 11.
No, I agree. And Ali, fighters like that have paved the way for guys like Mayweather. Mayweather's a punk.
Yeah, you're right. He's a punk. And he's an ungrateful punk.
Thank you.
And I hope he go down.
I hope he goes down too, but I just don't think it's going to happen. It's going to be a boring fight. I hope it lives up to the hype, but honestly, it's full of missed shots and a bunch of hugging. And you know what that sounds like to me? Like a bad blind date. That's what it sounds like to me. Not a boxing match.
That's what it is. But you know what? All I can say is, whatever happens in that ring tonight, I hope and pray that nobody gets hurt, brain damage or anything like that. I don't wish that on anybody. I just, hope nothing happens bad to him. That's all.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we have a special surprise for you. Ron, you interviewed her husband in what year?
Yeah, so this would have been the fall of 1970. That's before he lost to Frazier in 71. Now, this is a very short interview, and a matter of fact, they didn't dub it the way that I wanted to, and I'll explain that to you in a second. Now, I have, I'll give you this here. Maybe Don can hold this up.
Yes.
This shirt, if you go to my website, you'll see the whole interview, which isn't really that long. But see, here I am. There's Muhammad Ali and me in 1970 at that kids' camp. Now, once again, we saw the Ali thing. We went to the knocked on the door and said, can we get an interview? And he said, sure. Turned around, went back in there. There must have been 20 kids on there. Now, you can see that interview if you go to my name, on Google Ron Winders YouTube. You can see the whole live, the whole interview on tape. But what we have, the next best thing, is to hold this up. This is a very short thing here.
Hold on. This is for you, Mom Ali.
So this is in the fall of 1980. I hope it works. I know this is kind of like, it's a karaoke machine. And I hope it's queued up all right. So we'll see.
He interviewed Muhammad Ali.
All right.
Here we go. It's hooked up. We're live on the radio, and you're
Let's
on.
See.
And we're still on.
We have the little power on that? I don't know.
I am checking your power is on.
Oh,
is the
okay.
power on the machine? Okay, everybody, hold on. This is something new we're trying.
I may need to assist you guys here.
I think so, Peter.
Here it is.
Okay, here we go. You may have to put this here. Right? There?
Muhammad, this past week I spoke with Jesse Owens about how he compares the present stars, the youthful stars, with those of yesteryear. From, of course, all that you know of boxing, how do you rate the boxers of today with those of yesteryear? The toughest fighters around now, ranking them through perhaps three or four.
Your most active man now, the best is Joe Frazier. Number two, I say, would be George Foreman.
Awesome.
And after that, that's about all I know. Patterson is pretty good. Never can tell what he is.
Well, that was the end of that interview. It actually went farther. You know, the interview went farther, and I sent it to, go from wonderful. 16 millimeter film, and he actually said it would be impossible. And I said, impossible to win that fight with Frazier in March of 71? And he said it would be a miracle. And I said, why is that? And he says, I'm too much out of shape. I don't think he's ever told that to anybody.
The only thing about it is, I'm going to have to correct on this. He could have been in shape. because he did not train the way he was supposed to train. And I predicted this fight that he would lose.
Mom, Ali, can you bring us?
Ali could have done it, but he was lazy and he didn't get in shape for it.
Can you bring us up to the? I interviewed him actually three times. I talked to him in 80 and 84, and then I think in the 90s. Can you bring us up to date as far as what happened about in that time? Maybe all the way back. You married him when you were really young. Just kind of briefly bring us up to that point and some of the high points through there. Could you please?
But you mean from the time, you're talking about 84 back in those days?
Well, maybe, you know, I understand, you know, you married him when you were young, and bring it all the way up.
Yeah, Mary was young, but see when Muhammad Ali, when we divorced, I left him.
Which year was that? Which year was that?
That was in 77,
oh,
78.
77.
And when he left me, he went down.
Oh. And you had four kids by him, right? And there's a twins?
Yeah, we had twins in 70.
So he was married four times and with nine kids, and you had the first four kids right there, and they were twins. And so that was 77.
All my four kids were born first, and all the other children outside my marriages was all born when I was married to Ali. You have to realize that. All these kids that came outside my marriage was, they were all, I was married to Ali when they were all born. Oh. This is the reason for my divorce. Mm-hmm. One of them. Get it, lovely.
Now, the other time I interviewed, past that one, was in 1984. I was in Providence, Rhode Island, working for a TV station, WJAR-TV, and this was the one with George Foreman in Zaire, South Africa. And so here's another beauty.
No. That was not in 84. 74.
I'm sorry, that's right, 74. I worked in Providence, Rhode Island, I worked in Providence, Rhode Island, 72 to 74. Yeah, and in 74, check this out. I was, you know, overseas, and I made the long-distance phone call, and I just said something like, is Muhammad Ali there? And, of course, you expect it to be security and everything like that. All of a sudden, it's like, hello? It was him. And I got a 12 minute interview with him.
Yes, our own phone. We answer our own phones. Yes, we do.
I got a 12 minute interview with him, and we showed 12 minutes. We showed a lot of it over the air then. And I should, before I finish here, I should probably add the third time I saw him, I was the last sportscaster in Syracuse in 84. And then I went to New York City, and had half an hour show on the Travel Channel, etc. And I bumped into Muhammad. I don't know if it was the 80s or 90s. It's when he had Parkinson's disease, and he was with bodyguards just coming around the corner, and some kids were trying to distract him, and you know, through the whole thing. And normally, you know how Muhammad would goof around and stuff like that, and he wasn't doing that, and that's why I knew that it was for life. And I said, could I talk with him? And they said, well, if you can. And for 30 seconds, I had his attention, and then lost it.
Aww. Well, you know what, Mama?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something. It makes a lot of sense. Believe it or don't believe it. We were together. We were a team. And when all these women started invading in my family, Muhammad wasn't strong enough to handle it. And he didn't fight for his family hard enough. Because if he had fought for his family, our family, like he fought for the war, we'd be still together right now. Mm. And the fact that he was young, and the fact that he stopped listening, and he got a little arrogant, and he started just playing the field, that was a bad thing. Because you're not supposed to let your family go like that.
Now, I understand you're a motivational speaker now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it happens to the best of good men, though, man.
Yes, it does, Mama Ali.
You know what I mean? So you have to realize, if he had stuck with his family, maybe he wouldn't have got Parkinson's.
Ooh,
yeah. That might be a curse to put on him for his bad decision.
Well, Mama Ali, we have so many other questions. I know we have 10 minutes left, but, you know, Ron did say a good point. You're a motivational speaker now, and you're out there.
Oh,
yes. Tell us about what you're doing, and you wrote a children's book as well.
Yeah, I wrote a children's book, a coloring book to teach manners and etiquette to bring their humanity out. It also applies for adults. I go to churches, organizations, synagogues and universities and colleges where I speak on motivational speaking. I'm due to speak at a synagogue in September. So, because I have a rabbi by the name of Rabbi Frank, and there's a lot of organizations that we do in support of kids, and we're just going to have a blast. I'm also executive producer of a couple of films, and I'm going to be in some of the films because I'm going into the film industry because we've got to be careful what we show our kids in these films.
Mama Ali, what's your topics?
I for one, don't take your kids to see Transformers because I like the Transformer idea with the mechanics and all of that, which is totally great graphics, totally great excitement. But through the whole movie, all the Transformers use the B word, and that is unacceptable to me and to bring to our kids. So I don't know why Mark Wahlberg allowed that to happen by him being a family man. He should have stood up against that.
Now, also, too, is I want to add, you're talking about movies. No. You're in AD's new TV series, right?
Yes, ma'am. Affiliation. Yeah.
And tell us, what part do you play in there?
I play an FBI agent.
I can see that.
I'm gonna bring it down. My name is Samantha Graves, the FBI agent. Been around a long time, and I had to put a new task force. But I had a lot of bad cops and agents, and we had to get rid of them and do a new task force. And Jimmy Dorsey, I casted in as one of the veteran FBI agents that I put ahead of my task force. And then I have a sidekick is going to be played by Mark Hathaway, an actor out of Orlando, who's doing presently the Pirate Adventures in Orlando, in Orlando that's going on now. And he's going to be playing my sidekick to try to get on the end to find out what the cops are saying that they're not telling me. So it's going to be, I got Mark right here. Say hi, Mark.
How's it going?
Hi, Mark. Mark, who's Mark? Mark?
A sidekick.
Mark Hathaway.
Oh, hi, Mark. Yeah. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
Thank you. And so, Mama Ali, tell us what your children are doing these days. Are they in show business? What are they doing?
My children are doing a lot of things. My twin daughter, Rashida, she's kind of trying to handle my grandson, Nico. He's wanting to be an aspiring amateur fighter right now. And my grandson just started at Cal Berkeley University. And, of course, he's a renowned football player at Bishop Gorman. He was the most valuable player at Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas. But now he's at Cal State. I'm so proud of him.
Nice.
And my daughter, Jamila, she works for the Secretary of State in Chicago. And Miriam, she's a social worker. She's got a lot of things. She just did the film 60 Days In for A&E, where six people went into the judicial system in prison, and they aired that on TV. And Muhammad Ali, he's doing a cookbook called Knockout Meals.
Ooh.
And he's down here in Florida with me. He lives in Fort Lauderdale.
Muhammad Jr., huh?
Yeah, it's all positive, good stuff my kids are doing. I'm very, very proud of them.
Super
and
cool.
I'm gonna be there, being there, tagging along, watching them grow.
Mama Ali, when you're doing your lectures, what's your topics?
My topics is usually what's happening in that city. I just came from Spiro, Oklahoma, and I spoke at the Methodist Baptist Church down there. And the topic there was support your community and bring out your humanity.
Oh, okay.
And I spoke there. It all depends on the issues that they have in the city or what the topics they want me to speak on.
Okay.
And I will be speaking on family interests of keeping the family alive,
right?
Keeping the family whole and intact.
And the reason why I asked you that,
because I know these are the kind of issues that we need to talk on.
Right. The reason why I asked you that question because I know you were interested in teaching people, making sure that children have manners and ethics. Remember, you talked to me about that.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know we have 5 minutes left, and real quick, I have another question. Who represents you? I know Mr. Paul Murray, my photographer to the stars, a major artist from the Jackson family. You know, yes, introduced me to the late James Brown. That's how this all started. And
right.
So who represents you for TV and film?
You know, as hard as it is Cap, as quiet as it is as Cap, I kind of universally manage myself. I have people who help assist. I have Muhammad Akbar Khan is in California, and he arranges certain meetings with me with certain places. I have a lady named Tabia out of Orlando and Kissimmee, Florida. She sets up me with a lot of things in Ghana and in Kenya. They have some update things for me to go in Kenya.
Well,
and so then also, look right here.
What else?
And then also I have, I have an associate that helps me. I mean, I have a lot of assistants.
Seems like you have a lot of help.
Different directions.
Yeah, also, Mama.
I just have assistants. Yeah, I don't have anybody major management. But I have people assist me in where I have to go because most of the stuff comes through me anyway.
Well, you know what? You had met Paul Levine with Paul Murray, and that's how I got with Back to Famous Faces, and they're a SAG agency. So I need to send you their paperwork so at least you still have a SAG agent behind you, and we'll make that happen. How's that?
Well, that's pretty great. I've been a SAG actor since 78, but I've been getting a lot of work through Threpis. I just got a Slim Fast commercial.
Oh, did
with
you?
Slim Fast.
Did you make it?
I made it. Yeah.
Yay! You know what? You're gonna be so great.
I made it. Yeah. I'm doing the Slim Fast thing now. I'm doing the Slim Fast. So I guess in a couple of months or whatever, and when they see the loss of the weight, then if we keep losing, then we'll have the contract. So, and I'll be ambassador for Slim Fast.
That's right. That's I went good. To theirs as well. And, you know, RJ's casting was there. And my friend Hazley Lopez was the Slim Fast. Actually, you can see her all over the place on Slim Fast. Yeah, so she did really well. But you know what?
Yeah, well, I made the grade. We made it.
Nice. Well, who had sent you? Was that yourself or did you find the casting?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. My driver actually sent me, and he wanted to have a partner, and I became his partner. They realized who I was when I got there, and then they went on and hired me.
That is so cool. You know what? I got to tell you a secret with Slim Fast. I actually have a snow cone machine I bought over at Walmart. It's like $19, so I put the ice in there, and it comes out like a slushy snow cone. And then I take my Slim Fast, and I pour it in there, and you have a slushy snow cone Slim Fast.
Slim Fast.
I got to try that.
You will.
Oh, and it's called a snow cone thing? I got to go to Walmart.
I'm going
to
send you a photo of it, and I'll send you what I did on video. I did a video on Slim Fast for that. And it's super fun. And I know Ron has a question for you, but I'll send you that later, Mama Ali. Thank you so much. And
yeah,
Ron,
do that for me.
I will.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Well,
Don Reese, you're the greatest. You know that, right?
Oh, wait. I like that. That sounds really good. Wait. That's like Muhammad Ali, but, you know, I'm not, like, how the way you said that was, like, so super cool. You know, like, say that again.
I'm going to have to name you, Don Reese Ali.
Oh! In show business, the greatest.
It's show business. Don, how about this? Don Ali Reese. How you like those apples?
Oh, I like that, Mama Ali.
Mama Reese.
There you go.
I actually.
That's right. I just adopted you. That's it. Because you have the style and the finesse as Muhammad Ali did. So does Ron.
Well, Muhammad Ali has been such an inspiration to so many. And Mama Ali, we'd like to make you one of our official reporters because you're out there and you've done so well for me. And I know that you're a guest speaker, so I want you to think about something. Don't give me an answer. But we'd like to...
I already got an answer.
I know.
People like us don't take time to think about that, so we already know what we're going to do. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to set up a Don Reese Kalila Mama Ali movie critic for your station. So I'm going to go out and look out for all these movies that we will not... I'm going to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And right now, I'm going to tell you thumbs down for Transformers.
Oh. Yes, Mama Ali is our...
And I'm going to give you... I'm going to critique you all the... I'm going to be the critics for all the films for the Don Reese Show. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Well, you will never have to pay for a movie again. You know, Paul Levine does that. Yes, he goes, and I'm like, Paul, you see all these movies? He goes, yes, I'm a film critic. So I'm like, that's super cool.
I want to give my views on all the films that's out there. I want to give my views a thumbs up or a thumbs down. There you go.
There we go. Well, let's do that. Okay, and Ron, you have another question.
Yeah, maybe final question. Yes. How much did Ali influence my broadcasting? Of course, this is Howard Cosell on sports. She floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. I mean, all of that stuff. So I was just a kid back then. I was like 24, and now I'm an old guy. But back then, I saw all of his just function, this just like that. It made me do wild things like in a basketball clip I'm running. Instead of saying, oh, he shoots in the corner and he scores, I'd say he shoots in the corner and I'd have a clarbell horn and scores. Honk! And I go through 15 years as a sportscaster and like that. These young guys, they think like, oh boy, bup, 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 it's gone. And they think that's hot stuff. He influenced me through my whole 15 years of sports casting.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that how full circle here you are with Mama Ali on the phone?
Yeah.
You interviewed
really
him.
Is. Well,
Mama Ali, we have 1 minute. We have a little surprise that Peter's going to play for you. And we just love you so much. We look forward to having you come back to the station for another special with you here. I know you're in South Florida. And give Gerald a big hug for us over there at the India Wise event that you're at. And Peter, you're going to play something for Mama Ali, right?
Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
There you go.
This is Howard Cosell on sports.
Oh,
that was
God,
great. This is Howard Cosell on sports.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was so awesome. You're giving me flashbacks, man.
Yeah,
that's
right.
So cool.
Well, Mama Ali, on the next... And the next hour, we have a casting director calling in, and she's worked with Samuel Jackson and so many others. LaTanya Potts is going to join us. Hopefully, Sir Earl Toon, that wrote the songs from Celebration and Ladies' Night, and he's doing some other amazing things, calling from Las Vegas. Come back to the next hour. I'm Dawn Reese. Mama Ali, thank you so much for calling in. You're amazing and a blessing.
Yeah, thank you, Mama.
Dawn, I'm going to call you back about Samuel Jackson and all that. We're going to come back because I've got some people I got to introduce them to. So we're going to get that connection, all right?
Yes. Why don't you call back at about 7:15? She'll be on the air with us.
You got it. I'll call you back at 7:15. Send me the number.
Okay, will do.
This the number right here I'm talking from. Is this the one?
Yes, the
That's
one. That
the one.
That's it.
Okay, then I'll call that number at 7:15.
Awesome, Mama Ali.
You got it.
Go.
Ron, you're the greatest.
You're the greatest. You're the greatest.
You're the greatest. Hey. Peter, you're the greatest. Yvonne, you're the greatest.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
Hey, Ron.
All right. Okay, so here's what I got to do.